Welcome to Champions of Destiny, a platform where we encourage each other to fulfill our purpose in life. The focus of our study this month is purpose, and our theme is discovering your life's purpose. Now, this is episode 2. In episode 1, we try to figure out why it is important for you to discover the purpose of your life. As a recap, we know that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. The quality, value, and uniqueness of your life is defined by purpose. When you are out in search of a thing, for a successful search, you must first be certain of what you are searching for, the possible place where it might be, and the right direction to the place. Otherwise, your search will be futile. Therefore, we are going to explore 3 important questions that you ought to settle in order to discover your life's purpose. Number 1. Where are you from? This question wants you to discover your source, which will help you to know the resources and the strength available to you in life. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, God said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness." In this age of ICT, we can boldly say that God is composed of both the hardware component and the software component. And you know, man was made exactly like that. In other words, man comprises of a hardware component called the soul and a software component called the spirit. Moreover, if you are a programmer, you will know that the software is of utmost importance. Now, there are many people who are still running an outdated software version. I don't know if you are one of them, but I will implore you to upgrade to the new software version by becoming born again as you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And don't just stop there. Upgrade your software package to the latest version by being filled with the Holy Spirit, and be virus-free by praying, meditating, and practicing the Word of God. I'm trying to say that you are from above. You are from God Himself. Don't think you are from the ground. No, God only formed or fashioned or designed. Another word is, God only modeled man from the dust of the ground. But that wasn't the man. It was when God breathed on the molded dust that man came into it. So you are not dust. You are not just a product of your earthly parents. This is so important because whatever you recognize as your source will have the greatest influence on you. It will form your basic characteristics. If you look to the earth or your ancestry for answer about your purpose, you will most definitely miss it. History and ancestral lineage are important, but they are majorly means through which you were delivered to this world. In the process, some distinguishing features of your ancestors might have rubbed on you and get you confused, but nevertheless, your true source still remains God. See, a mango tree does not come from the leaves, the stem, or the soil. It is from the mango seed itself. Now, if the leaf, the branch, or the stem of mango plant is trying to discover its purpose, it will miss it by asking the environment. However, by looking at their source, which is the mango seed, they can connect to their purpose. That is, they can connect to their purpose when they look at the mango seed. See, they will say something like, "Oh, yeah, I am called to do this, to do that, to bear nutrients, to be strong, or something. I am called to do this, to do that, as a support to produce more mango fruits." Now, you are that leaf, that stem or branch. Look to your source and understand your purpose in life. Look to God, who is your source, and you will understand your purpose. You will find your purpose in Him. The second question is, who are you? This question is linked to where you are from. It is about your calling, through which you will execute your purpose. Actually, there may be one purpose, but several calling. A fruit is as good as the seed. That is, you are as good as your source. A fruit is defined by the seed. You see, whatever a mango seed is, a mango fruit is also. I am trying to say that Who you are is defined by who your source is. Many people have distorted opinion about themselves. I want to believe you are no longer among that number, because today you know your source and who you are. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, it says that you are redeemed. You are of a royal stock. You are a priest king. You are a child of God. You see, you are not just any person. The third question is, why are you here? This question is to help you discover your mission, or you may call it purpose if you like. The mission of a fruit is not too different from that of the seed. Whatever a mango seed can do, a mango fruit can do the same thing. So whatever your mission might be, it is to be connected to your source. Now if you look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, it says, we are God's workmanship. That is, we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. You see, whatever your purpose in life may be, it must reflect the character of your source. God is good and does good, helpful, or beneficial things. Therefore, your purpose in life must be good, helpful, or beneficial too. That is why you are here. How you are to do this will be based on your calling, which is in who are you. To what extent or degree you are to do this will be based on the resources made available to you by your source, which is in where are you from. I want you to reflect prayerfully on the following before we meet again. What does God say about who I am? What does God say about where I am from? What does God say about what I am called to be? What does God say about why I am here? What does God say about where I am going? In episode 3, we will look at cardinal keys to discover your purpose. Until then, keep reigning in life. I'm Sam Atu. God bless you. Shalom.